This is July 30th, 1985. This is an interview at Opal Meast Restaurant with Werner Lavan. So what I wanted to do was just talk to you and get it on tape a little bit about yourself and your band and a bit about your performance activities in the various bands that you play with here in Miami. Now, you said that you were born in the south of Haiti, is that right?
Yeah, in south Haiti.
And
The city?
Akin.
Akin, yeah.
And you came here how long ago, was it?
In 79.
Okay. And what brought you to the United States? Did you have family here, or are you the first one in your family that's come, or?
No, I got a family. My young brother used to live here in Miami. Now he's living in New York.
But when you first came, was he living here?
Yeah, he was here.
So that's why you came to Miami when you... And you were a musician also in Haiti before you came
here?
Yes. Was that your occupation there, or...?
No, I always play music.
But is full-time, or do you do other things for a living?
So I always play music full-time.
Now, you said when you were small that your mother was a pianist, and she taught you... lessons.
Yeah, so she started with me. So after she sent me to conservatory. So.
And this is for training in classical music. Then is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you learned how to read music and were playing Beethoven and Bach and all those.
Yeah, so.
And that's the kind of music that your mother played.
Yeah.
And was she trained in a conservatory also?
Yes.
And was she performing a lot, or was she teaching, or?
No. She's not teaching. She teach us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Start us to play music.
Right. Your whole family, did she?
Yes, all my
brothers,
family,
sisters.
My brother, my sister, everybody play music.
Uh-huh. All piano, or?
Yeah, piano.
So your training was on piano, and then?
Yeah. I got one brother play guitar, saxophone.
A brother. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the conservatory in Haiti, how old were you when you went there? Was this like for like college training, the equivalent of, or when you were younger?
No, it's not the same way in USA, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's not the same way. So anyway, so if you go over there, so they teach you, you know, you learn so many things. You know.
What age would you have been when you went?
I was... 16, 17 years old.
And how many, and you would study with a teacher, would you
there? Yeah, I stay in the conservatory for two years.
2 years? Mm. Was this in the town where you lived, or did you go away?
No, that was in Port-au-Prince.
Uh-huh. And was that the chief kind of music that you were playing then? You were playing primarily classical music when you were
in the conservatory? I only played the classical music.
Uh-huh.
So the same time I was in the conservatory, I used to play in band too, so that means so I played the musical classic and the, I could call that the local jazz, because, you know, it's not the same with the USA.
Jazz.
That means so you play in the band, in the dance music.
Uh-huh. So you called it local jazz. What would you call the kind of music you played in Haiti? Is there a Creole word for it, or is there a name for the kind of music you were playing outside the conservatory?
So anyway, in Haiti we play everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We play Creole music, you know, the French music,
mm-hmm.
English music, Spanish music,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, Haitian people like all kind of music.
Right. So the band, were you in like 16, 17 years old when you were playing in this band outside the conservatory?
Mm-hmm.
Is that about how old you were when you started playing in bands?
I started playing band, I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody else in your family play in bands, any of your brothers? Or?
Oh, my young brother used to play in the same band with me.
Uh-huh. So. Did you start at the same time?
No.
No?
No, after, so...
So he
anyway, he was young, so when he get old, so,
mm-hmm.
so I make him play with me.
So how did you learn? You went to the conservatory to learn
the classical music.
But the music that you were playing in the bands, how did you learn that?
That was a practice.
Did you actually have a teacher for that, or did you hear other bands, or?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it something you just picked up by listening to it?
Yeah, just listening, so pick up the song, so practice it. So
uh-huh. Now, would you have heard songs on the radio and pick those up and played them?
No, just practice. You know, because, you know, they have four saxophones,
uh-huh.
four trumpets, trombone, so that was the big band, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in the big band like that, the keyboard player is always coming solo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to, when the band plays or when they give you the part to do, so you have to do your own mm-hmm. things, you know? So.
But you're kind of making up what you're playing as you go, sort of based on the harmonies or the tune that you're playing at the time. Is that right? You're sort of improvising
your solo, you know? You have to listen to the song, so you improvise from the song.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody in your... Now, your mother didn't play that kind of music, did she?
No.
So you... And did you have any older brothers who played that kind of music before?
Yes,
you
all
did?
My... No.
Are you the oldest?
No. I got the two big brothers.
Uh-huh. Know. Did they play keyboard too?
Yeah, one play keyboard, he play guitar too. You know, I play guitar, I play saxophone too, you know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Now, did the sax was... Your training in the conservatory was only on piano, or was
it
on...
Yeah, only on piano. So
not on saxophone?
No, on saxophone.
Not
guitar,
on
so
guitar.
I play guitar and saxophone by myself.
Mm-hmm. Did your brothers teach you anything on the guitar at all?
No. We start the same time.
Was there anybody, like any person in the community, a musician that you knew that you liked to listen to that maybe gave you some tips on
yes,
how to?
Yes. That was I always listened to the big band before, you know.
Uh huh.
So I always when I put one record, you know. I always try to play on that record, you know, to play the same song when
uh-huh.
the record play.
But those would be recording stars in Haiti.
Yeah,
how
in
about
Haiti.
Anybody locally, that any like local band, like an older musician or somebody you liked to talk with him and he gave you some ideas?
Yeah, I always go talk to so many musicians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have plenty experience, you know. I got one man I used to play with him, so he was very, very, very good. So he always teach me that.
What was his name?
He's a Murat Pierre. Now he's dead now.
Uh-huh.
So.
Did he played in the town? The town of.
No, he played guitar.
He played guitar, and he played keyboard.
No, he don't play keyboard. So anyway, he teach me the chords and so many things, you know, because you know I was young, so
so
I need to learn, I need practice, you know. So.
Right. So most of the training that you got for playing outside the conservatory in the bands that you performed in was from other musicians and just from listening to and just sort of trying.
Because you know
it.
I used to play in the big band in Haiti. That was Nemo Jean-Baptiste.
Oh, can you write that down? The name of it?
Yeah, Nemo Jean-Baptiste.
Is that like New World, Jean-Baptiste? New
no,
Monde?
Ne Monde.
Oh. My French is coming back slowly. And this was one of the big bands in Haiti.
Oh, yeah, that was the number one band.
Uh-huh.
So,
and you played keyboard or sax? Or
No, I used to play keyboard on that band.
Uh-huh. How long did you play with them?
Oh, so I stay playing long time with him. So I used to play in the big hotel in Haiti, Cabane Choucoune.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Cabane Choucoune, you know.
With this band?
With this band, so that was it.
How long did you play with them? Would that have been like at the same time or later? You must mm-hmm. have been, you were, in, if you came for Haiti.
I started playing with Nemo Jean-Baptiste, I was 16 years old.
Uh-huh. How long did you play with them?
Oh, I stay long play with them. So,
mm-hmm. and they
so I stay play with Nemo Jean-Baptiste until 79.
I see, and then you came here.
When I came here, so.
And what made you decide to move here? Did the band break up, or you just?
No, you know. Before, I used to come in USA play with the band.
Uh huh.
You know. So after we stay for 2 months, you know, go to Canada, go to Martinique, Guadeloupe, to Paris. You know, I used to travel a lot with the band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after, so, you know, my young brother stayed before me because in 70, uh-huh. the band traveled in USA.
And he was with the band at
yeah,
that time?
Yeah, we were the two keyboard players, my brother and I.
What's your brother's name?
Is Wag.
Wag? Mm-hmm. W-A-G?
W-A-A-G. Almost the same name with me. Because we born on the same date.
I see.
You know? Uh-huh. We born on the same December 14th. He's younger than me, 5 he is. Uh-huh. So, you know, my mother just pick up the beginning of my name. So.
Oh, I see.
Because we born on the same 14th, uh-huh. the same December 14th.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... You came on tour with that band then?
What is the name? Okay. Nemo Jean-Baptiste.
Okay. And this band played music that's quite different from what you're playing now?
No, he played compa. Uh-huh. That is the man of... So that is the king of compa.
I see, I see.
He made that rhythm, you know, in Haiti.
Oh, he did. This was the guy who originated it.
Yeah.
And how do you describe what a compa is? I had it described to me by someone else, but
you know, before compa, you know, Asian people used to play have the folklore song, mm-hmm. you know, like Igbo, Congo, mm-hmm. Jumba, Yanvalo, you know. Mm-hmm. So that is the folklore. Mm-hmm. The folklore. So, you know, in Haiti, the band, so I did know that because I was young, so mm-hmm. used to play only the Spanish music, like merengue, like salsa, you know, from Cuba, because, you know, Cuban band used to come a lot in Haiti to play, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after that, when the Mujambati is come with that rhythm, so you know everybody like it. So all band mm-hmm. play it. So why now is it like a? I don't know what can I say about that. You know, because you know,
someone told me it was the compa was sort of a mixture of a Dominican merengue and a Haitian merengue, which is slower than the Dominican. Does that make sense to you, or is there more to it than that?
Yes, that makes sense for me. So anyway, so it's not the same, you know. Mm-hmm. Merengue and compa is not the same because, you know, he might use merengue for the compa. So anyway, so it's very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not the same with them.
Could you, like, is there a basic rhythm for the compa that you could, like, clap out? Is it something that you can do, or is it made up from a combination of instruments playing together, like the...
Yeah, they make it with the some instrument, you know, some the rhythm part, you know.
Mm-hmm. What
the percussion, you know.
Is there a typical group of instruments that plays, like, what were the instruments that played in the Memo Jean-Baptiste?
Oh, yeah, all instruments, because he got a trumpet, trombone, guitar, mm-hmm. you know, he got conga, mm-hmm. drum.
Regular, this kind of bass drum or a trap drum set?
Drum set. Uh-huh. Drum set. Bass.
Uh-huh.
So, what else? You know, sing.
They're vocals too.
Yeah, vocal.
And sort of a lead singer, and then a backup singer.
Yeah, backup singer. You know, uh-huh. everything. So.
Okay, so you came here in 1979, and is this did this band that you're playing with here, with mm-hmm. Lucien and Rodriguez, start soon after you came? Or
No.
How did this one get started?
So. So we started, we used to play together so long, mm-hmm. you know, in different circumstances, you know. Mm-hmm. So we started that at least years ago.
At least 8?
No, one year.
1 year ago.
1 year ago.
So you had been playing together on and off in very...
Because, you know, the way we play now is something new.
I see.
You know? Something new, because we want to build something different. So why we make the steel drum, you know?
Uh-huh. So the steel drum is something that you're doing that's different.
Because, you know, Asian people don't know nothing about steel drum because we don't use that in Haiti.
Uh-huh. So you're kind of trying to create something that will
something
appeal
different,
to more to more people?
Is so that we got the one record have to come soon because we already made the recording. So we have that, we call that new song, you know, new ways or what,
uh-huh.
whatever is it, because that is something new for Asian community.
And are you going to distribute the records here and in
no, all of them.
In Haiti too?
In Haiti, in the French country, you know.
And that's with this band that plays here with...
with the band.
Now, you said that you played... that the audience that you perform for here is mixed. You get...
it's
here,
mixed.
It's not mostly Haitian people that come here?
No, we got everybody.
So you have Haitian people, you have...
We got American people, we got French people.
Uh-huh.
We got Spanish people. So we got Caribbean people,
uh-huh.
you know, like Trinidad, Jamaican people, you know.
And that's one reason why you started playing more calypso?
Yeah, we play so different. We play everything because we have to please everybody.
Right, right. And you said you played calypso with the Haitian feeling, though.
Yeah.
I know it's really hard to sort of pin down, you know, because a lot of it's how you feel the music, but is there anything that you could describe to me in what you do that's, like, different, that makes it have that Haitian feeling? Is it something in the...
Well, you sing in
Creole sometimes.
He sing in Creole, he sing in English, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we sing in French too, you know.
Uh-huh.
In Spanish,
everything. But calypso with Haitian feeling, what gives it the Haitian feeling? Is it?
So, you know, because, you know, everybody think different, you know. Everybody, every country have something different, you know,
mm-hmm.
So why, you know?
Is it in the rhythm? Is it in how
that,
you sing?
No, yeah,
and
how we sing, how we play, you know. So you know, you could feel anything. So if one American play Asian music,
mm-hmm.
so you will see. Okay, he play Asian music. So anyway, you will feel the American way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So an American would play Haitian music, though, differently than Haitian because he wouldn't have the...
Yeah, he got the American feelings on the...
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, in the big band, like Tabu Combo, like Skasha,
uh-huh.
the Asian band in New York, you know,
uh-huh.
have plenty American play on the... So, you know, they play Asian music, but you feel the American way on
uh-huh.
that.
Well, do you think that your band has more of a all Caribbean feeling because Lucien has spent time in the Bahamas, so he brings some of that feeling to the music?
Yeah, so you know, I used to play on a Bahamian club, on a Jamaican club, so you know, I used to play with Jamaican, with Bahamian, so I'm...
Here in Miami?
In Miami.
Uh-huh. So you've absorbed a lot of influences from them?
So I used to play at the Els Club, so I used to play 4 years. The Els Club, so.
Mm-hmm. But do you consider yourself a Haitian band? Or are you trying to broaden your image so that you're more than a...
No, you know, I don't want that. So I want the band is a, you know, it's something different, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to play only for Asian. I want to play for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So you want to be known as a...
I want to be international.
so you can appeal to more people.
That will be the same way I have to make my TV show, you know.
Mm-hmm. You were going to have a TV show on channel 33. And what will be the name of that?
That will be the, you know, the Caribbean Smile, you know.
And what will the theme of the show be? Are you going to be like the host? Or how
No. So I will be like a, you know, like a player, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my band will play. So anyway, I ask some people to be the host, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be this band will play the one.
Yeah,
here,
yeah.
And your other bands too.
Yes, I have to to put so many bands, Caribbean band, you know, so Trinidad, Jamaican, you know, Bahamian bands, you know, everybody, you know.
So you're involved in bringing in some of the groups that will play on the show.
Yeah, play on the show.
And how many other bands do you play in here in Miami?
So I got my band, so anyway, I play with some people, with different people in Hollywood. So
and the name of that band in Hollywood, does it have?
So it's a soca band, Caribbean soca band.
And so are there Trinidadians that play
in
that?
Yeah, I got a Trinidad, Jamaican people.
Uh-huh. And that's the club at Hunky Dory's, is that the one?
Yeah, Hunky Dory's.
And you play on Saturday
and Sunday.
Afternoons?
Afternoon, yes.
And are these the two main bands that you play in regularly, or is there another group?
Another group.
And what's that one? You play in three groups? Is that
Yeah, three.
What's the third one?
The third one is somebody, when they need me, mm-hmm. they give me a job, you know.
Mm-hmm. And is that, what kind of style of music is that?
So, almost the same, because it's a Caribbean band too.
Uh-huh. And where do they play? Do they just play around, or are they in one place regularly, or?
They play everywhere.
And so, what's the name of that band? Does that have a name?
So, no, not a special name, you know.
No?
So.
Where do you play, like in hotels or clubs?
Yeah,
or?
In hotel, club, you know. So sometimes we go play in a Mico Island, in Diplomat Hotel, you know, Fontainebleau.
And the other people who play in your band here, mm-hmm. like Lucien, could you tell me a little bit about his background, you know?
Yeah, he's born in Haiti, you know. He left Haiti long ago. He was in the Bahamas, you know? Mm-hmm. So why he got the Bahamian style, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
so he play guitar. He's a good guitar player, so now he changed the guitar for the steel drum, so.
Uh-huh. And how about Rodriguez? You said that he had some records, is that right?
Oh, yeah, he got plenty of records. He's a big star in Haiti.
He is. It's very embarrassing that I don't know these things, you know, but that you don't find out until you ask. So he has a number of records. Did he have his own band in Haiti?
Yeah, he used to have his own band in Haiti.
And when he was singing the other night, you know, and he was sort of making comments about you, and, you know, I could tell he was talking about Lalanne, and your people were laughing and
so
forth.
Yeah, he makes he makes jokes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because this year so many Asian musicians die, you see?
Mm.
So he said the God calls those musicians to make a band
in heaven.
Yeah, in heaven. So he said, so you know, Nemo Jean-Baptiste, the man I used to play,
uh-huh.
he died, you see, he died at least almost month,
mm-hmm.
4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so now he received one letter from him, said he need a keyboard player. He called him. He said, "So you don't need Lalanne to play for you." So why everybody laughed? You know,
uh-huh. So. And then he did that a lot, you know, just sort of he's sort of improvising up there.
Yeah, yeah. But,
is that common in the style in Haiti for people to do that, or is that sort of unique to him?
Yeah, so you know that is his way, you know, because you know he played for. To make people laugh, you
uh-huh.
know, people happy.
Is that are his records the same sort of thing, or is it a different style on his records?
No. Anyway, he got a different style. You know, he got some record that like that, or some different. You know.
Uh-huh. Is there a name for, you know, when he gets up there and you know makes those jokes and does stuff like that? Is that a style of singing, or is there a name for that sort of?
No, because you know he's a comedian, you know.
Uh huh.
He used to play in a group like he's actor, you know.
Uh-huh.
Actor, so he play in a movie. He got one movie called "À la misère pour aujourd'hui," you know.
Uh huh.
So it's a good movie.
And do you know how long he's been here?
Oh yeah, almost the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The same time. He moved from Haiti the same time with me, in 78, mm-hmm. 79.
But there's no... I was just wondering if there was a name in Creole or anything for the kind of commentary that he makes, you know, if there's a, if someone would hear him and say, oh, you know, he's talking or singing in such and such a way. Mm-hmm. Is there no name for it that you know of for that kind of singing or that kind of joke taking?
Yeah, he sang on something on Haiti. He sang something for on plenty country, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, so talk about voting. So the problem, you know, uh-huh. the people, you know.
So while he's doing that, you're just kind of playing the chords of the song and keeping it going while he's saying whatever he wants to say.
So we practice, you know, mm-hmm. we practice every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So to learn new song, you know, to make.
And where do your songs come from? You were saying earlier that some of them are ones that your own material.
Yeah, we sing from everybody, you know. So
give me some examples, like. You said you played one of Harry Belafonte's songs.
Yeah, we play Harry Belafonte's song. We play Sparrow song.
Uh-huh.
We play Bob Marley song, you know. We play so many Asian songs, you know. Any good Asian song comes, so we just play.
And you, is there, do you get records so that you hear it? Or are you up on what's happening in Haiti?
We just take the record we hear, so uh-huh. practice. Because, you know, we don't have so many things. We only three, so it's easy to pick up everything. So
mm-hmm.
just put it on, just put it together, so play.
Are there other Haitian bands here in Miami that you're kind of in contact with? You're in competition with them, probably, I would think.
Not really, so.
You're trying to do something different.
Because we're different.
Mm-hmm.
We're different from everybody. So, because, like I told you, that is a new style.
Mm-hmm. And so the songs that you're. So the new style is a combination with a steel drum, and you play compas, but you play them with steel drum?
Yeah, we play. So.
How else would you define the new style? You said you're trying to play everything.
Yes, we try to play everything, to please everybody. You know, so.
But the basic difference between you and the other Haitian bands in town would be the fact that you have the steel drum. Is that it, or are there other things that make you different?
No, you know, the other Haitian band in Miami only play compa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so slow songs.
And you play calypso, you play
reggae. We play standard song, we play Asian song, you know. So.
By standard songs, do you mean standard?
So like the, you know, so American song, you know, not a jazz, not a rock, you know. So.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we play rock. Sometimes we play those things, you know. So anyway, so we play more standard song, American standard song.
Uh-huh. Okay.